Now, presuppositions in language are very different to the presuppositions that we had of NLP. So these are language presuppositions. And language presuppositions are the equivalent of assumptions. As in, when somebody utters a sentence, there are things that you can assume to be true from the sentence itself. Okay? And remember that, you know, we talked about when we take information in and we filter it. Remember the communication model we had? Where we take information in and we filter it, the man's head. Well, what's interesting, as we push information out, we also filter it as well. So as we push it out of us, we delete and we distort and we generalize the information that we push out of us at the same time. And what we're looking to do here is to utter our sentences and begin to notice these presuppositions in our language, because they're in everyday language. You're already masters at this already, you just don't know it. So, I think it's important to say that, you know, we can't not change the internal representations of somebody else. You've experienced that already from the goal setting exercise we did yesterday, but just by asking a question, you can change the internal representations of the person you're communicating with. And this whole area is great because it actually opens up the possibility, at least right now, even at the practitioner level, of conversational change. As in having people have change just conversationally without the need for a formal technique of any kind. So let's have a look at that now, because we want to deliberately, ultimately what we're seeking to do here is to deliberately create positive internal representations in the minds of our client. So I want to take this through at a very simple pace for you to make sure you absolutely understand this, okay? Because it's critical to your success. So, first presupposition we're looking at is called the presupposition of existence. Basically, in the sentence, it presupposes that something or somebody exists. So in the sentence, we're basically looking for tip-offs that there are nouns or proper nouns in the sentence presupposes that something exists. So in the sentence, for example, you are listening to my voice presupposes that you exist, and therefore I exist because my voice. Okay, it's as simple as that. If you want to pass, you must complete the test. So it presupposes that there's a possibility that you can complete the test. Yeah? So that's a presupposition of possibility. You mustn't complete the test, for example, would be a presupposition of impossibility. Does that make sense? Okay, so they are presuppositions simply of possibility and impossibility, looking for verb stroke action words, can, has, will, things like that in your sentence. And the next presupposition is powerful, presupposition of cause and effect. Now, obviously we've talked about cause and effect before, so let's have a look now about how cause and effect applies in a sentence. What we're basically saying is, in the sentence, we're presupposing that one thing in the sentence causes another. As in, there's a cause and effect relationship between one thing and another in the sentence. So, if you attend my seminar, then you'll become a master practitioner. Cause and effect, attending my seminar will lead to becoming a master practitioner. I feel depressed today because my team lost yesterday. Presupposition that there's a cause and effect between being depressed and the team losing. Does that make sense? Stay with me here, okay? Because I know this is quite technical. Or another one could be, so whilst you listen to me, your unconscious is learning all about presuppositions. Presupposes that listening to my voice will lead to learning of presuppositions. So we're looking for tip-off words like, if you see words like this in your sentence, like makes, if, then, so if something happens, then something else will happen, so an if-then, or a because of something, or whilst. They're your tip-off words. Whilst something is happening, something else is going to happen after it. Yeah. Now, it doesn't have to make sense. It does not have to make sense to work. It just has to be plausible. So it might be, you know, okay, so don't sit in the trance chair unless you really want to go into a deep trance. Now, doesn't make sense. Not sitting in a chair would cause you to go in a trance, so it doesn't make sense, but is it plausible? Definitely. Okay, if the person accepts the plausibility that sitting in the chair will cause them to go into a trance, when they sit in the chair, they will go into a trance because they've accepted that presupposition in the sentence. Does that make sense? Okay, let's now have a look at the next one, which is complex equivalent. And all this simply means is that something is happening simultaneously. One thing means another. So giving examples of those, we're looking for tip-off words like is. Something is the same as something else. Something are, or means. So let me give you some examples. Listening to me, you are a student of NLP. So it's presupposed that just by listening to me, at the same time, you're a student of NLP. They're presupposed that they're happening at the same time. Listening to the sound of my voice means you are learning all about presuppositions. That's a complex equivalent. Now, some people get confused with this, so let's clear it up. Sometimes a complex equivalent sounds like cause and effect, but there's a difference. And the difference is time. Because with a cause and effect, there's a time lag. If, then. So like, if something happens, then a while later, even if it's a few seconds later, something else will happen. So one thing, when that happens, will cause something else to happen in time. Whereas with a complex equivalent, it's happening at the same time. So listening to the sound of my voice means you're going into a trance. So listening to my voice and going into a trance are happening all at the same time. If you listen to my voice, then you're going to a trance. Is an example of is a cause and effect, because there's a difference between the two. So there's a time lag between the two, even if it's just a minor time lag. Next one we're looking at is a complex a presupposition of awareness. And again, this is a simple one. Again, it's not such a powerful one compared to the others. And all this simply is that you have a verb relating to the senses in the sentence. So listening to my voice, looking at your manual, feeling the manual on your lap, all presuppositions of awareness, as in that you can become aware of the manual or my voice in any one of these representational systems. Simply said. Moving on then, this is a powerful one. This is one you want to use a lot. Presuppositions of time. That was a big problem, wasn't it? That's a big presupposition use of time. So, whatever you're doing at the moment, just stop now. And listen to my voice. Presuppositions of time. Stop is a presupposition of time. To stop time. And if you say to someone, just for a second, just pause for a moment and just consider, just stop now and consider da 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 da. And that person goes ahead inside and they stop now, and everything stops because you've asked them to stop now. So a very important, very powerful presupposition. You're looking for verbs of tense, past tense, present tense, future tense. So stop, now, yet, things of that nature. I don't know if I'll ever be ready to go into business by myself. Yet. Presupposition of time. Okay, let's look at the next one. Again, this is not quite as powerful as the others. Presuppositions of adjectives and adverbs. And it doesn't matter if you're not into English and stuff, because I wasn't when I did these either. It doesn't really matter. Adverbs and adjectives just give more detail to nouns or verbs. Nouns are things, verbs are actions. So you're learning very quickly. So that's a presupposition of an adverb, because it adds more detail to the verb of learning. Does that make sense? Or my husband is a very powerful man. That's an adjective presupposition, because it adds more, the word powerful adds more information to the word of man, to the noun of man. Good. So next one is a powerful one, and this is called the inclusive or the exclusive or. And the basically the exclusive or is the structure of a double bind in hypnotherapy. And we're covering more of that, obviously, on Sunday. So we're looking for words that have or in it, or perhaps the or is implied in the sentence. So some examples would be of, well, you tell me which it is. Would you like to go to bed now or after the next program? Is that an exclusive or an inclusive or? It is exclusive because it excludes other options, because it's an exclusive or around the fact of going to bed. As it appears to be a choice, but actually what you want them to do is to go to bed. And either way they answer. If they answer either one of those, they've accepted the presupposition that one of those two things will lead to going to bed. Does that make sense? So, you know, would you like to go into a deep trance, a medium trance, or just a light trance now? Exclusive or, because either one of those will lead you to go into some kind of trance. An inclusive or would be, would you like to watch TV or would you like to surf the internet? That's an inclusive or, because it includes more than one option of doing different things. These are very, you see, you can make this difficult in your head if you want to, this language stuff. It's easy to understand, okay? So make it as simple as we possibly can for you. And finally, ordinal. An ordinal presupposes that there is an order and a sequence to something. So obviously, there are four things to learn about being a successful presenter. And when I said, finally, ordinal, that presupposes that something would have come in between. Now, it's very useful, for example, you start off a conversation with someone, say, finally, what I'd like to say is, I go like, shit, I've been in trance for, how long have I been in trance for? I missed something. Well, at the end of the seminar, I say, okay, firstly. So, presupposed lists, numbers, orders, and sequences. So words like finally, presupposes previous. Firstly, lastly, next, previous, So all presuppositions of ordinance, of ordinal. Let me just hook back now to the exclusive or the inclusive or. The word only would be taken as, if you saw that in a sentence, would be taken as an exclusive or. Only listen to the sound of my voice. That excludes other options, doesn't it? Because the only thing you can do is listen to the sound of my voice. Yeah? So only would be a tip-off as well.